Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Ayin Hey. We will begin on Daf Ayin Hey, on Bay Aleph, the second line of the Gemara in Tzemes of Pesach. We had learned in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah discussed the way to do the roasting of the current Pesach, so the Mishnah said we may not do the roasting a la Askela. Askela is a metal pan that has fire below it, and so therefore, the carbon is not getting roasted from the fire, but the heat of the pan is very much part of the tzliya process. But then the Mishnah says, Amrav Tzadik, that there was a story with a Gamliel who told Tevi, his servant, to make for him, to prepare for them, the Karban Pesach on an askala. So ask the Gemara, Masalister, how do we understand the Mishnah? First, the Mishnah told us a halacha that we may not roast the Karban Pesach that way. And then the Mishnah teaches us that that's exactly the way Rabbi Gamliel prepared the Karban Pesach. Answers the Gemara, Chasur Mechasur V'Achitani. The Mishnah is missing. And as there's a Rebbeinu Bechai that says, we have quite often in Shas, Chasur Mechasur V'Achitani. So he explains, whenever we have a Chasur Mechasur V'Achitani in Shas, it's not to be understood that there are missing words from the Mishnah. There are no words that are missing from Mishnayis. The way to understand Chasur Mechasur V'Achitani is that our understanding of the Mishnah is lacking, and the Mishnah now is going to teach us the right way. The Gemara is going to teach us the right way to understand the Mishnah. One, if the askala is munukeves, then the halach is its mutter. We may roast the Karban Pesach on it. Reb Tzadik, in order to corroborate that is indeed the halacha, that Ma'aser Gamliel Shomel Teve Evdi, the Teve Evdi Tzevet Tzlei Lo Nasa Pesach Alaska, but it was an askel in the Keves. So the way Rashi learns askel in the Keves means that there's space in between the sheets of metal, and the Karban Pesach was placed between those pieces of metal. So the Karban Pesach itself is directly over the fire. And that's exactly the way the Ravid explains what Askelim in the Kevus means. The Rambam seems to disagree, and the Rambam says, even if the carbon is touching on the metal, as long as there's room for the fire to touch between the pieces of metal, that is enough that it should be considered Tzli Eish. The question that comes up, that according to Rashi and the Ravid, that the definition of askelim and lekeves is that there's space between the pieces of metal, and the Karban Pesach was in those space. So then, of course, the halacha ought to be that the Karban Pesach is kosher. It's being roasted directly above the fire, and if it's being roasted directly above the fire, there's no question that it's a kosher Karban Pesach. So the chiddush of the Gemara explains the Meiri is that I would think that maybe, that since only an askel munukeves may be used, but askel she'en munukeves that doesn't have the holes may not be used. Maybe we ought to make exera askel munukeves because of askel she'en munukeves. So that's why we learned now in the Gemara that we don't make such exera, and it may be used for Karban Pesach. We learned the Gemara towards the beginning of the Masechta, on Daf Chav Vav and Beis, a Machloikus, Rebbe and Chachamim. What is the halacha about bread that was baked in an oven that was heated with the peels of orla fruit? Which, of course, we know orla fruit is also Bahano. So Rebbe held that the bread that is baked in such an oven is also. And the Chum held that the bread is mutter. And as we learned in the Gemara, two ways of understanding that machlokes. One opinion was that Chum hold that Zev is a mutter. That whenever there are two different causes for something to come about, one is mutter and one is usur, we say it's mutter. This bread got baked because of the heat of the olive peels, but also the oven, the actual oven, contribute to the baking of the bread. That's considered Zev Zagoyrim, and the Chum holds Zev Zagoyrim mutter, and Rebbe holds Zev Zagoyrim is also. Another way we learned is that Zev Zagoyrim, everybody agrees, is mutter. The reason Rebbe said that this bread is also because that the etzim, the fuel that's used to bake or cook something, that is in the bread itself. So since it's in the bread itself, so if what heated up this oven that I baked the bread in is all the fruit, so they are actually in the bread itself, and that's why Rebbe holds it's osur, and the Chum hold ein shvach etzim bepas. So now the Gemara asks the question, we indeed used the peels of the olive fruit to heat up this oven. But then, we took out those peels from the oven. So we only have here the residual heat from the klipi orla. The divrei ois, according to Rebbe, that held that if we baked with klipi orla, as we just discussed, Rebbe hold that the bread is usur. But Rebbe was speaking in a case where the peels of the olive fruit were still in the oven. Mahu, why will Rebbe hold in this situation where the klipa, where these olive fruits were removed from the oven? And what will Rebbe hold, that it's mutter or usur? Amloi, so he responded that in such a situation, hapas muteris. And the way Rashi, it seems, and the Miri more explicitly explained the Gemara's question, because then the question is only according to the Mount Omer, the Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepas. Certainly, if you hold that the reason is because Zev is Zev Goyrim, Rebbe holds its Osir, so even in a case where the Orla fruit or peels were actually removed, it doesn't make a difference. They certainly contributed to the heat of this oven. And if Rebbe holds Zev Zagoyim as Osir, it would be Osir. The question here is, in a case, according to Manda Omer that holds Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepas, when do we say Shvach Eitzim Bepas? Do we only say it when they're actually there? Or do we only say, do we say it even if they're not actually there? The Ber HaGoyla and the Ber HaGro all say that the question of our Gemara is not if one may l'chatchila bake in such an oven. Certainly l'chatchila, one may not bake in such an oven. The question of our Gemara is, if one baked bread in such an oven, what will be the halacha of the bread? Amalei. So he asked him, Rav Chinen bar Edi asked Rav Ada bar Hava, how could you say that this bread is usur? Tanashi Siku, a Tana that got heated up, fueled, Garfoy, and then you remove that, Vitzolba Pesach, and then you roasted a Karim Pesach, Ainzer Tzliesh. It's not considered Tzliesh, because since the actual fire is not there anymore, it's not considered Tzliesh, which the Torah said is the way that the Karim Pesach should be brought. Shenemar, as he continues saying, the Torah says twice regarding the Karim Pesach, Tzliesh, Tzliesh, Shtei Pomim, the Tama, the Gol Rachman, Tzliesh, Tzliesh, Shtei Pomim. Only here where the Torah specifically emphasized that the Karim Pesach has to be roasted over the fire, Haloi Gol Rachman, if the Torah would not have said this so emphatically, saying it twice, Havamin, I would say, Tzliesh, that even when the fire is removed, even it's still considered Tzliesh. So the same thing by the oven that was fueled by the Klipe Orla, even though that they're no longer there, the halacha ought to be that they're still considered that you used Orla to prepare this bread, because only by Karim Pesach, where the Torah specifies that it's not going to be Tzliesh, it's not considered Tzliesh. Everywhere else, it is considered Tzliesh. To which Rav Adbar have a response, Amlei, Golar Achmona Hossam. On the contrary, the Torah teaches us by Karim Pesach that it's only considered Tzliesh when the Eish is there. And therefore, we can learn from there to call a Torah Kula that if the Eish, which is Osir, is not there, no longer will it be Osir. Vibayu Seima, another way how we could answer this question. Hasam tam dekas rachman tzliyesh deipamim. Yes, by Karan Pesach, the Torah said tzliyesh twice. Halay kas rachman tzliyesh deipamim. Had the Torah not written the word tzliyesh twice, hava mina, aish kap rachmana, I would think that the Torah is careful, wants that the Karan Pesach should be roasted because of the fire. And therefore, afilu garfa, the halacha will be that even if you removed the fire, nam itzliyeshu, it will be considered tzliyesh. That's why the Torah had to say tzliyesh extra time to say it's not enough that we started with a fire, but rather the fire has to be there the entire time for it to be considered tzliyesh. Aval hacha, regarding arla, the view is entirely different. The view there is, I ate some this suruka kap rachmana. The Torah wants us not to have any benefit from arla. It's not the fire that is the factor. By Karm Pesach, the factor is the fire. So do you have to have the actual fire or residual fire is enough? By arla, it's not the fire that we need to be concerned about. What we have to be concerned about that you're not allowed to benefit from arla. And here, since the arla is not there anymore, ha-lesnu, they're not there anymore, and therefore it's not considered that you're having benefit from the arla, and that's why an argument can be made that the bread should be mutter. But it's interesting that our Gemara is discussing the halacha of residual fire. And the Gemara is teaching us that by Karm Pesach, there's a special rule that tzliyesh, two times, the Torah says, to teach us that you have to have the actual fire still there when you're roasting the Karm Pesach. But anywhere else, perhaps, you don't have to have the actual fire there that it should be considered tzliyesh. Or you don't have to necessarily maybe have to have fire made out of any specific material. Any type of fire will be considered fire. Because as we discussed in our previous year, one of the ways to kasher meat from the dam, from the blood that's in the meat, and certainly, for example, when we're kashering liver, it's the only way we could kasher from dam, is by roasting the meat over fire. So now the question is, what would be the halacha if the fire, if the source of the fire is not just a regular fire, but it'll be an electric fire? Will that be considered fire as well? Or is that not considered fire only if it's a real fire? So the Paiskim discuss this question, and the Shabina Rav discusses the Shaila in Chelik and the Shas Chuvas Dover Mishorim Chelik Dalit Simon Kuf. And he says, it's interesting, the Shabina Rav in that Shuva is primarily focused that when you have this type of a oven, the issue is that the fire is on the top of what you're cooking, not below what you're cooking. And therefore, that's the issue. And that's the way I saw that the Shal Shuvas Mishnah Lochas Chel Gvav Sim Kumflam Beis explains what the Shabina Rav meant to say. He says it doesn't really make a difference what is the source of fire. Fire is fire, heat is heat, and we've learned that roasting has the ability to extract the blood. However, what is necessary is that the oven, that the fire be below, not on top. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Chotchoi, if you made slits in the Karm Pesach to rush up the roasting of the Karm Pesach, V'nasa gabo gecholim, and then you put that carbon directly on coals that don't have fire. Rabbi Omer Ani, Rabbi says, I say, Shazat Tzliyesh, that still is considered a Tzliyesh. And the Gecholim have the din of a fire. I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel explains that we have often in Shas that Rabbi says, Rabbi Omer Ani. What's Pshat that he says, Omer Ani? So he suggests the Pshat is that we know the Rebbe was the model of Anova. Rebbe was the model of modesty. And what Rebbe was saying was, Omer Ani, this is my opinion, but not that anybody else has to necessarily agree with my opinion. Another pshat that I saw is that Rebbe was the one that we know compiled the Mishnayos. And in the Mishnayos, Rebbe very often quotes anonymously different opinions. So what Rebbe is saying is that often I mention anonymously different opinions because that's what I thought was the halacha. Here, I'm not doing that. This statement that I'm making now is not to be viewed as an anonymous opinion, as a Stam Mishnah that I compiled from viewing all the different opinions. Imrani, it's my private opinion. So he says that putting the Korban Pesach directly on top of the coals is an acceptable way of doing Tzliyesh. Romalei Rav Avduvi bar Amil Rav Chizda. Mir Amar Rebbe, Gecholim Eishnanu. Is Rebbe going to hold that Gecholim is considered a fire itself for a minute? The Torah, when it speaks about Negoim, the Torah speaks about a Nega that's on a Mokum Kviyah. A Nega Shanokum Tviyah is in a place that was originally a burn. The Aloch by a Nega that wasn't on a spot that was a burn, if the Kohen examines it, and it doesn't really have one of the Simeone Tumah, or it's not absolutely Tomei, the Kohen quarantines that Nega for 7 days. After 7 days, if it still doesn't have a Simeone Tumah, or if it does have a Simeone Tumah, or it spreads, the Kohen is Metamet. If, on the other hand, there is no Simeone Tumah, and it didn't spread, the Kohen, again, quarantines for 7 days. And then after the second 7 days, if there's still no Simeone Tumah and it didn't spread, the Kohen says it's tahor. However, if the Nega was in a place where there was a burn, if there is no Simeone Tumah and it didn't spread after the first week of quarantine, he's tahor. And there's no need to be quarantined for second week. So we're speaking about a place that was a mikvah, a place where there was a burn. So explains the Braisa, mikvah seish, what does it mean that there was a burn? I only know that it got actually burnt, that spot got burnt with a fire. Nichvah b'kechelis b'remetz, if it got burnt because of a coal, or hot ash, sidra seach, or hot lime, or b'givsis seach, a different type of lime, kol davar b'man or, anything that's heat originated from fire, lesuye mechame or, that comes to teach us that water that got heated by fire, and then that water fell on the person and made a burn. Minayin, that how do we know that all of these different types of burns are also considered in the category of mikvahs eish? Tamloima mikvah riba. The Torah says the word mikvah twice, that all of these burns are in the category of mikvahs eish. The truth is the Torah also speaks about mikvahs shchin, where there was a boil. And the halach of a mikvah's eish and a mikvah in a makam shchin are identical. But then, even though they're identical, the reason they're not combined is because the halach is that there's a shear, how large the area of a mikvah has to be. And if you have an area on the body that the shear is only because it's half mikvah and half shchin, and the shear is a grist, the size of a dime, even though they both have the same halachas, since the nega emanates, one is on a makam of a mikvah and one is on the makam of a shchin, then they can't combine. Says the Gemara, but what do we see from here? Tam de Rabbi Rechmana mikvah of mikvah. Only because the Torah said the word twice mikvah, that's why we learn that any type of burn is considered a legitimate burn to be considered a mikvah as far as Negoim is concerned. Halay Rabbi Rechmana mikvah mikvah. Had the Torah not done so, we would say, Gecholim lav eishninu, that Stam Gecholim, called by themselves, are not considered a mikvah. So the question is, how could have Rebbe said that mikvah, roasting the Korban Pesach is considered roasting. Amalei, so Rav Chizda said to Rav Dumi bar Ami, Gechela she'etz, a coal made out of wood, that means you had a piece of wood that was burnt, and now it turned into a coal. Lo yitzur kral raboy, there's no reason to be marbit. Ki yitzur kral, what the Torah had to say, because that is fire. What was the chiddush of this pasuk gechal shematris? When we're talking about a metal, when a metal coal, the Rebbe said that that's not a real coal. So when Rebbe was speaking that you could roast the Karm Pesach on top of a coal, he meant a wood coal. A wood coal is considered a full-fledged coal. What Rebbe was mechadish is that even coal from metal, where the fire really never burns the metal, it just heats up the metal, the halach is that that's also considered gechelos. Ask the Gemara, why would I say differently? Begechom shematches lav eishu for bas koyin. We know, Rachman son, bas ish koyin, kisil izor. If a married daughter of a koyin had an adulterous relationship, it's a more serious punishment than normally. And the Torah says, be'esh tisorif, she should be burnt by fire. Vamra matana, vamra masna, Ramas explained, how do we administer that misa? Psila shel aver, they took a lead strip, oysenlo, they prepared it, and they then melted it, and they poured down that lead through the person's body, to Bas Koyin's daughter, and that's how she expired. So we see from there that even though the Torah says Eish, and yet here we're having melted lead, melted metal, and it's still considered Eish. Answers the Gemara Shani Hossam, Damakrabe Eish Tisarev. Tisarev, the Torah by using the word Tisarev, Lerabbis Kosref Sabam Eish, any type of fire is enough. So there's no raya that metal, that hot metal, will normally be considered fire. There is a special din. V'koshke, so says the Gemara, what we're saying is that hot metal is a way that we could kill the Bas Koyin. But that means, Be'esh Atzma, using fire itself, would certainly be an acceptable method of killing her. So ask the Gemara, so why not Nakalah B'chavilah Meiris? Why don't we take wood and wrap her in the wood for Nikla? And that's how she should get burned. That's certainly considered, that is certainly Eish. Answers the Gemara, ask your Sreifa, Sreifa B'nei Aaron. Remember the Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron, when they brought an Eish Zora, a fire that Shloitziva Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell them to bring, because of them, they were burnt. As the pasuk says, "Vachechen kabes Yisrael yifku as a sreifa asher Hashem." Malahalan, the way that they were killed, in the method was sreifas neshama v'guf kayim. It was only the neshama inside expired, but the body was kept intact. Afkan, the Torah wants that the way the Bas Koyin should be killed should be in a way sreifas neshama or bas guf kayim. But if you're going to wrap her in wood, then her whole body will be burnt. So ask the Gemara, still, why don't we just pour boiling hot water on her, into her body? What's one pshat? Another pshat the Rishonim suggest is that we should scald her with boiling hot water that will cause her to be nifter, but the body will still be intact. Answers the Gemara, Mishundar of Nachman. The reason we don't do such a misa is the Omar, because what Rav Nachman said, Rav Nachman Amakra, the Torah says, V'haftal re'acha kamaycha, b'ror loy misa yofa. A misa yofa, as the Gemara Masech, the Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Hei Omar Aleph teaches us, a misa yofa has two elements to it, that the person should die quickly without suffering, and that the body should remain intact. And that's what's meant here, that the misa yofa, when you pour boiling water, will harm the body. Or even if you pour it into the body, she won't die quickly. So it's very interesting, as the Gemara, as Tosfos and Masechta Sanhedrin there, Daf Mem Hei Amanal Divrei Maskil Baror, explains that we're saying that the pasuk of a haftal re'acha kamaycha is speaking about baror lo misa yofa. Why is that? How do we explain that we take a pasuk that says that we have to love someone else and say that it's specifically speaking about when we're killing him? So Tosfos explains, it was speaking about when the person is alive, The halacha is chayecha kaidman. That as much as we're supposed to love our fellow Jew, if there's an issue that affects the person, me, myself, or another person, the halacha is chayecha kaidman. So I have to take precedence over the other person. So it must be that v'haftal rech kamaycha is not speaking about that situation, but rather speaking about b'ror lo misa yofa. Another pshat that Tosfos suggests how we say v'haftal rech kamaycha is referring to b'ror lo misa yofa is because the pasuk begins with the words lo sikaim v'lo sitar. Lo sikaim is referring to when somebody passes away, and that's why the Gemara suggests that the second part of the pasuk is also speaking about shas misa. The Yad Ramah explains that whenever the pasuk says the word re'acha, it means a person who's a rasha, and that's what the Torah is saying. That v'haftal re'ach kamaycha, even though this person is ra, he's not a good person, he's being killed for the avera that he's doing, still b'ror loy misa yofa. Says the Gemara, so now that we've learned that Rav Nachman says, b'ror loy misa yofa, so the question is, g'zeirah shava lamali, why do we have to have g'zeirah shava to learn between the B'nai Aaron and the Bas Koyin Amri? Answers the Gemara, ilav g'zeirah shava, if we wouldn't have g'zeirah shava, have a ministration from the Shema and the Guf Kayim, that burning a person in that way, where only the person expires, but his body remains intact, lav sreifahi, was not in the category of sreifa. And therefore, that will not be a legitimate way of killing this woman. V'imashum de Rav Nachman. I, Rav Nachman, said, b'ror loy misi yofa. I would say, nefesh l'chavile z'mayrus tuva, bring a lot of wood, keich de tamas bagola, in order that she should pass away quickly. Kamash malon, that's what we have to see, that it means that b'ror loy misi yofa, and we pour lead down the body, and we don't just do chavilas meiros. So now, we go back to our Gemara. So the fact that the Torah says be'esh to sarif, we've learned that you could kill her in any way. Vela, since the Torah said the word to sarif, be'esh lamali, why did the Torah also have to say esh as well? Answers the Gemara, lafuka eva mekara, that when we take lead out of the ground, even though it's hot, but it didn't get hot because of fire, it's only hot because that's the way it's extracted from the ground, and since it's not hot from fire, that's why it's not the way to kill the Bas Koyin. It has to be fire, something that got hot, she has to be eliminated with something that got hot from fire. So we learned that since the Torah said the word tisarif, that we could use anything that that got heated up from fire. Amalei Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Zeira, the kol eichad ksiv be'esh tisarif, is that true that whenever the Torah says be'esh tisarif, it means l'rabbis kol sreifas abos machs me'esh, that anything that got heated from fire is fine? Says the Gemara, v'gav parm nisrofim. Usually, when somebody brings a karban chatos, the karma chatas is, we do the shechita, we do the zrik, we do the kabbalah, halacha zrika, and the meat of the karma chatas is given to the kohen to eat. It's kachi kachim. But there are two exceptions. The parma nesrofim, that the halacha is, that if the kohen gadol issued an erroneous psak to a question that he had on an issue where if he violated this aveira b'mezid, his chayiv karis, the halacha is that you bring a par for chatos. And similarly, a Bezdin HaGadol issued a psak erroneously in a subject which is chayv karis b'mezid, and Shvatim, or most of Klai Yisrael, followed that wrong psak, you have to bring a par helm dover. The first is a par koin Mashiach, and the other one is a par helm dover. Unlike all the other karim chatos that we just described a moment ago, this that are eaten to koin, here the carbon is burnt chutz Yishlayim. The ksivuhu, regarding these types of kabbonis, the Torah says, v'sarf oisam al eitzim be'esh. Even though the Torah says, sreifa, the Torah also used the word esh. In Tanya, and the Brisa says be'esh, why does the Torah use the word be'esh? To teach us that you have to use fire v'loy b'sid reseich, v'loy b'gisrus reseich, not any hot lime. It has to be mamish fire. So we see that even though the Torah used the word eish, it doesn't mean it has to be, that could be any type of object that was heated by fire. It has to be real fire. So how come, by the Bas Koyin, where the Torah uses the word b'esh tisarif, we say anything that has fire even attached to it in any way is acceptable? Amalei, you can't compare the two subjects. Hachi hashta, hasam, by the Bas Koyin, the Torah says b'esh. And then the Torah says tisarif. Why did the Torah add the word tisarif? If you put something in fire, it's obviously going to get burnt. The rabbis called Shreves Abbas Machum Seish, it came to include all these materials. Hacha, whereas by the Parim Nisrofim, Ksiv Vesarf Oysam Al Eitzim Be'esh. The first Torah used the word Shreifa, that refers to all types of Shreifas, and then the Torah said the word Eish. Lememra, to teach us Eish in, only fire itself may be used, Midachrin Eloi, anything else is not acceptable. But as the Gemara, Mahasam Nami Ksiv Sreif L'Psoif. So we're saying it makes a difference if it says Be'esh Tisarif or Tisarif Be'esh. But isn't there a pasuk, the Ksiv, that says by the Parim and Asrafim, Ashefech Hadeshen Yisarif? So the word Yisarif is used at the end of the pasuk. Shouldn't that be an indication that anything that Bo Machm Se'esh is considered Sreifa? Answers the Gemara, Hu Yisarif, that Yisarif is needed for a different purpose. It's needed to teach us that the Torah teaches us that the Parim and Asrafim should be burnt on the place where the Deshen, which is accumulated, that's where it should be burnt. And I would think that if the Deshen, the halacha is that every day there was ash accumulated on the Mizbeach. The place where it was accumulated was called the Tapuach. And after there was an accumulation of ash, they took it to a place outside of Yerushalayim that was called the Shefach HaDeshen. And the Torah says that the Parim HaNisrofim should be burnt on the Makom Shefach HaDeshen. So I would think that's only acceptable when there's Deshen there. That's why the Torah says Yisarif. Vavbish ain't Deshen. Even though there is no Deshen there, it's still acceptable. Vavbish hates Yisarif, and we learn from here. Vavbish hates or Berubai. Even though you started burning this power, it's not acceptable. You have to have Yisarif. Yisarif means that it has to be entirely consumed, the roiv consumed. So the Yisarif is not available to teach us that any type of Eish is an acceptable manner of doing Parim Nisrofim. But that has nothing to do with what we learned by Bas Koyin, where there it's coming to teach us any type of Sreifa. But it's very important, as we discussed a few moments ago, here we saw the V'haft L'Reach Kamoicha, the famous mitzvah V'haft L'Reach Kamoicha, is referring specifically to a situation where Baror Lo Misa Yofa. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked that if that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, how do we know indeed the halacha of a haftal rach kamoicha, that we indeed have to love another Jew when he's alive? It was saying that this Pasuk is speaking about after he's no Baror Lo Misa Yofa. So I saw the Ruchim Perlo on his Sefer, on the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Reb Sadia Goyen, explains that we're going to learn the halacha of a haftal rach kamoicha when a person's alive with a kal v'chomer. If when the person is no longer here, or he's being killed, certainly as we said, he's a rasha, then the halacha is the haftal rach kamoicha. So certainly the halacha should be that when a person's alive, the halacha should be that we should love him v'haftal rach kamoicha. But he says one more point. He says we know that the Gemara says that the ger that came to Hillel and asked him, Gairani, be megayami that on Manas that it can be mekayim kolatar kula al regal achas. So he told him that ma'ad son aloch, what you don't like, l'chaver cholatavit, don't do to someone else, The rest of the Torah is just an explanation. So the question is, why was it said in a negative? What you don't like, shouldn't it have been expressed in a positive? That what you like should be done, what you want done to you should be done, you should do for everyone else. Why was it said in a negative? So he says, because we're learning now that the entire source for learning the halacha of a haftal re'acha kamaicha really comes when he's alive, comes from the way we kill the bas koyin, b'rar lo misa yofa. And there, it's in a negative. If a person has to die, he wants to die in the most, you know, in the b'rar lo misa yofa. So that's why, since it's learned from there, that's why we explain that that's what's meant, that's what's meant in a haftal re'acha kamaicha. So we learned on Amr Aleph that Rav Dumi Bar Ami asked when Rebbe said that you could burn, that you could roast the Karm Pesach directly in cone, on coals. So we obviously see that Rebbe is of the opinion that coals are considered fire. Then we learned that the Gemara quoted the Tzuras HaMichva that seemed to teach us that because the Torah used the word Michva twice, that's why a Michva that's made from coals is considered a mikvah. We're asked by a Karban Pesach, where there is no special limud to teach us that even coals are considered fire, then we wouldn't consider it fire. So Rav Chisda responded, the Rebbe was speaking about coals made out of wood. Coals made out of wood are considered full-fledged fire. The Braisa that said a chiddush that even coals are considered fire was speaking about coals of metal. There's a special limud that the mikveh by tzaras is even coals that are made out of metal. Ravina Amma says that the braisa that spoke about tzaras ha-mikveh and said gachelis together with sid and gisfus is not really understood properly. The kroich v'tani, this is the way to understand the braisa, that even though gachelis is not, I don't need a limud full gachelis. And this is the way to understand the braisa. Michvas eish, ainly shenichva be'eshe b'gachelis. I would only know that a michvah is considered a michvah, it was made by fire or coal. That coals are considered fire. However, nichva b'remetz or b'sid reseach, or b'gisvitz reseach, b'chol dova b'omachs ma'or, l'suy chame or, how do I know, minayin, that they are also considered tzras ha-michvah? Tamaloyma, michvah riba. So now, the question that was asked on Rebbe is much answered in a much simpler fashion. Rebbe holds that gecheles, any type of gecheles, is considered eish. The chiddush here is that even the other objects are considered eish. But gecheles, we didn't need a limud for. Gecheles is always considered fire. The Gemara asks a different question. The halacha is, Rava Rami, me I'm a Rabbi. The Rebbe indeed hold the gecholim ikri eish, that gecholim are considered fire for a mini. The Braisa teaches us that every on Yom Kippur, we know a very big part of the avoid of the Kohen Gadol was the Ketairis. And the Pasuk says, V'lokach maloi m'lach the gachli eish ma'alam mizbeach. And the Braisa explains, gachli, had the Torah just used the word gachli without the word eish, yochli would think that oimemois, even coals that are extinguished are considered gachle, tamalayma eish. They have to have fire in them. V'eish, if the Torah had would said the word eish, yochel shel cheves, we would just take a flame. It would also be acceptable. Tamalayma gachle. The Torah also used the word coal. Ha ketzad. So how does, what is meant? Maybe min a loich shoyz, that it has to have coals that still have fire from it. But before we go further, v'gufakasha, we need to understand the braisa. Amrit, the braisa began by saying, gachle, if the Torah would have just used the word gachle without the word eish, yochli would think, oimimais. Alma, loichashos eish ninu, that coals, that the fire has been extinguished is still considered gachle. Eim seifa, but then let's continue learning the braisa. E eish, if the Torah would have said eish, yochli shall have us. I would think that even bringing a fire, a flame without coals. Tamalim gachesh. Alma filu loichashoy slavesh denu. Even when the loichashoys, they're not considered fire. So we have a stira. From the beginning of the Braisa, it seems that goichalim loichashoys are esh. And the sefer, it's mashma that it's not esh. From Rav Sheshes. And Rav Sheshes, in order to reconcile this, says hochiktani. That's the way to understand the Braisa. Gachli, if the Torah would have just said gachli, yochel bein oimimois bein amloichash. The Torah doesn't make a difference if there's still fire in the coals or not. Tamaloima eish, that's why the Torah said the aloch of eish, that it has to have fire. Vi eish, and the Torah would have just said eish, yochel shall have us, that we could bring a flame itself, tamaloima gachli, okay, tzad, maybe min aloichashis. Mikom okim, but from the fact that the Braisa says that we had to say the word gachli, because if we're learning if the Torah would have said eish alone, we would say that gecholim alone are not considered fire. So we see from here the gecholim vayikriyesh. The gecholim themselves are not considered fire. The kasha, the Rebbe, now we have a kasha and Rebbe who held that you can roast the Korban Pesach on coals. Amar Abaya. So Abaya says tritzochi. This is the way to understand the Braisa. Gachle yochel oimimois v'loi loichshes. Did you have to bring dafka coals that the fire is extinguished? Because if the fire is still burning, they're not going to be considered gecholim. Tamaloi me'esh, that you could bring coals where there's fire still in them. V'esh, if the Torah would have said esh, yochel rotze shel heves, you could bring fire without any coal. Yotzer gecheles, you want to bring coals. Tamaloi me'gachle, the Torah stresses that you have to bring gachle, ha'ketzad, maybe men aloichashos. So now, from here we see that gecholim are considered fire, but the Braisa is going into detail how to bring the carbon. Amar Rabba, so asks Rabba, how could we say that if the Torah would have just said eish, rotze gecheles yechavi, you could bring coals, rotze shalheves yechavi, you could bring a fire, ask the Gemara, shalheves b'loy gecheles, heichem ishkachslo, how could you ever bring a fire that isn't attached to something? Says the Gemara, yes, there is a way. Kigoin, the shafil amana mishka, you would take a vessel, smear it with oil, vitzle beinura, and then attach a fire to it. And that's how you have fire without gecholim. Ask the Gemara, I need a posik to teach us that that's not acceptable. Hahu lomeli kralamute. I don't need a posik to tell me that. Hashta, lufi melch bosvadom enosukeim. It's not the way that you will bring a fire to a regular king, so I don't need a pasuk to tell us that that isn't acceptable. Ela Marava, Tritzachi. This is the way to understand the Braisa. Gachle, if the Torah would have just said the word Gachle, Yochel Oymamois Loy Lachshos, I would think that you should bring coals that don't have fire in them. Because if there's fire in them, they wouldn't be considered gecholim. They would be considered eish. Tamaloimer. That's why the Torah says the word eish, that it has to be loichishes. V'eish. And if the Torah would have just said eish, yochel yavi mechze gecheles mechze sheheves, that you could bring a piece of wood that is partially a coal and partially still a fire still. And we would think, ad ayel gavoi have a gechul gecheles. By the time the Kohen Gadol reaches the Kodesh HaKadoshim, this entire piece of wood will have been consumed and will turn it into a gecheles. And then there's no problem. Tamaloimer, that's what the pasuk has to teach us. V'loy makach maloy mach degachel eish me'alam mizbeach, that it can't be something that will eventually, even though it eventually is quite soon, turn into a coal. M'shas l'kicha nevi gecholim, when I take it already has to all be a coal. So ask the Gemara. We've used the word oimimois in our shir to describe coals that don't have a fire burning in them. Ibayaluhu. So they asked, oimimois or oimimois, what is the proper spelling of this word? Is it with an aleph or with an ayin? Amar Rav Yitzchak, he brings a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says that Arozen l'memua began alakim. He saw a nevuah that the wasn't l'memua, that there was didn't get burnt began alakim. So we see that the word Armemois is spelled with an ayin. Agamar just taught us a new issue of something that we wouldn't do in front of a mortal king, we certainly shouldn't do in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I saw that Rav Ozner and other Paiskim used this Gemara to discuss how unacceptable it is for someone to answer or bring, or certainly answer, a cell phone call while he's davening. He says that if somebody had an audience with a king, with a president, and his cell phone rang, he wouldn't stop speaking to the king, to the president, to answer his cell phone call. So certainly, when we're standing in tefillah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we have to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the greatest respect. And in fact, the Sefer Beis HaOitzer says, from here we see that the Gemara says that if we wouldn't do this in front of a Melech Bas Vadam, we certainly wouldn't do it in front of Hashem. Even though there is no pasuk to say this halacha, but the fact that it's so obvious to us, it becomes the halacha. So if that's the case, that our Gemara says something which was so obvious, is obvious, that's clearly the halacha, it's obvious that it's inappropriate to act this way when we're standing in tefillah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it needs no pasuk. It's just obvious that that is unacceptable behavior while somebody is davening.